Don't worry about it.
Guys, do we care that American Airlines is still on hold?
Wait, why?
I mean, how long do we need to?
Why is it your preferred airline, more importantly?
It's not, but okay. I fly them all. I'm not a loyalist.
You're not.
No, but I have no status on everyone because I fly so much. But I literally am not. I don't care. I'll do whichever airline. But I had credits on American, so I was flying.
What
American.
Are we thinking? The over under is. Should we just start talking and then if they get on, we.
Well, no, he's doing. I don't even understand.
He's doing something.
Yeah, he's changing it. But then he was like, "Ms. Phillips, I'm so sorry.
I'm surprised even got through to anyone
because I use my Executive Platinum Pro number.
Oh, damn.
So immediately. he immediately picked up.
Okay.
But I have status on all of them. Well, yeah.
You know what's funny? I flew American for upfronts a few months ago.
Thank you so much.
And
Pick your color.
Choose your straw. Okay.
Ooh, okay, I'll do red.
Wait, your red really matches your nails.
It does. It's actually kind of dead on.
And I did first on the way out there and I hated it.
On American?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then I did business on the way back, which business is like a two-seated bed almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're sitting next to a stranger.
Like a buddy. Well, yeah, I was sitting next to someone I knew, which I liked
better.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But if I don't like business if you're not flying, if you're flying alone,
it is really
then
fucking
weird
to be laying
intimate.
Next to a stranger.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You're literally like this in two flatbeds with someone.
Careful. There's a huge spritz behind
Jesus.
Your shed. Your shed, behind your shed. Wait, what do you mean? How is that different from if you're just right next to someone in coach?
Because literally like
you lay flat. So you're like, you make it into a bed.
The business class, you can do lay flat. So it's like, literally, it's like the two of us like this and our TVs.
So wait, are you saying you would then do first or you would do coach?
No, business.
Oh.
American's like the only one that still has business.
Three class plane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Besides United, maybe. I don't know. I haven't flown United in forever.
United's like two class planes. Because I fly.
Rich or not?
This is like. No, because I have to fly. United flies to Sweden, to Stockholm.
Yeah, where your daughter is in boarding school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So United or SAS is what I have to fly to Sweden.
That's what I was going to ask you. Which do you prefer?
I think SAS is better.
Yeah.
Wait, how old's your daughter?
She's about to turn 17.
You have a 17-year-old?
Yeah.
Cricket?
Birdie.
How old's Cricket?
She just turned 12 last week.
Oh, my God. I thought Cricket was 3.
Yeah, me too.
3?
I envisioned head, your kids being like a gap, a significant gap.
It is
like
a significant
9 and
gap.
3. That's
it is.
What I envisioned.
It is a significant,
five?
It's 5 years.
Or is it like 4 and change?
Yeah, it's like 4 and change.
Yeah.
By the way, the best fucking names.
Oh, thank
the
you.
Best.
They're Cricket, very up your alley.
Cricket. Oh my God. Birdie and Cricket.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just had a Peaches, I'd be done. Peaches.
Wait, that was on my, I literally, no. Did you just see my face?
But yeah, I did.
That we wanted Cricket to be Peaches.
No,
Peaches is
I have to tell you something.
Stop.
Peaches Geldof passed away literally like 2 weeks.
Did she die?
Yeah, she died like 2 weeks before Cricket was born. And so then Mark and I were like, well, we obviously can't name our kid Peaches.
How old was she?
She was young. I think I think it was tragic.
Ay, ay, ay.
And
I think about her all the time. I had no idea she died.
Yeah, she passed away. So, and a long time, I mean, 12 years ago. Yeah. So, but we thought like, well, we don't know her.
I
and
love
like,
the name
it was
Peaches.
Just, it was weird. Like it was on our name.
That's
list.
A $1 million question, Connie. You should be rich now.
What?
That would have been $1 million question. If she could pick what was on your list.
Isn't that crazy?
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. You're like in the zone. You know it.
I know it.
Also, like, I think, well, we have similar, our children have similar last names.
Oh yeah.
Silverman, Silverstein.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was always something. Mark and I always really liked the dichotomy of picking these like sort of like Southern and or WASPy names with the Jewish last name.
Yeah.
We just thought it was like,
I don't care. I'm like, whatever. I mean, Luca Silverman. I mean,
no, that's right. Yeah.
It's like,
right.
Does it play? I mean, it plays.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank
Ezra
you.
Ezra kind of tracks. Ezra Silverman. Like
well, Ezra
Jewish
and
names.
Sid. We always say Ezra and Sid should open a deli.
Totally.
Ezra and Sid. Yeah.
Yes.
It always throws me to see Jenny's kids in the flesh. I'm like, is that what it looks like?
because she won't post photos of them.
Yeah. Like, so I don't know their faces.
I see them so much because I live blocks away.
So,
did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I heard you
moved. Jumped ship. This is year two? Year three? Year four? Oh my God. Sorry. Time has, I don't understand. Go ahead.
Sam?
5?
It'll be 5 years in August.
How?
I don't know.
I feel like I was at your house like 2 years ago.
I know. It's bizarre. We just have this
I mean, are we just, are we just, we'll just break when he comes back?
He's just going to say that it went through because I used, because I had these credits and so I used vouchers. So he's
like,
what
if he's just listening to us?
That would be amazing.
He chimes in.
Okay, wait. So it's fine. Whatever. Just leave it. And then we can, you can talk to him when he comes back. Okay. What do you think? How do you think New York compares to LA? And I don't, not to say that you have to have a favorite because I think they're so different, but for you and your lifestyle, what do you like, what do you prefer?
I've really been thinking a lot about this because my ex-husband really wants to move back to LA.
Who I think you should get back together with.
Everyone does.
Okay.
But also, can we just, can we just offer this?
Sure.
Counterpoint?
Yeah.
That maybe Mark and I have like just a different expression of what a relationship can look like and co-parenting and like, and maybe we're really good with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and no, like, no. You mean like how it is now or like, would you ever live with him again?
No, I would never live with him again. I think that like the space allows us to be as close as we are and be friends with each other. I know it's confusing for people. It's confusing for our kids sometimes too, I think. Sometimes I think like maybe we should be traditional, like old school divorced, like I don't want to talk to your father, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's so because, 1990.
Because I do think it sometimes gets a little confusing for the kids because they're like, but you guys like, he was at your birthday. Like you guys hang out. Like, why don't you want to be married?
It's so healthy. It's so healthy.
I think it's healthy.
Do you feel like you're closer now than you were when you were married?
100%. Then we're way more honest with each other.
Oh, I love that.
That's nice.
This is a thing that I like really try to impart to friends of mine that are married and have been married for a long time, which is like, you have nothing to lose in being totally open and honest with your partner. Mm-hmm. And I think that people, especially like our generation and like elder millennial, and then like I'm like a young Gen X, I guess.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's so much repression and like, especially like even with the men, like not telling what their fantasies are, what they want or what they're missing.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? And I feel like that just adds to the, you know, dissolution of your partnership. And like for me and Mark, it was, it got to a point where I had like held in things for so long that, and he had as well, that by the time we really got into it, it wasn't salvageable. Mm. It like didn't feel like we could recover.
You were past the point.
It felt like we were, we were past the point. But that being said, because we did, and like conscious uncoupling is like its own thing. I don't know what that is exactly, but. Mm-hmm.
Conscious uncoupling.
Well, we didn't read that book or anything. We went through a great deal of therapy for years before we like, and we were like sort of like we separated so slowly. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic was like an additional kind of like extender.
Yeah,
because,
of course.
Yeah, because it was.
Who's going anywhere? Where are you going?
Right. And you also like, it all feels so crazy to even talk about now, but like, yeah, that led to us doing like the nesting thing, which was that we stayed in the same house basically in New York. But that was also a product of like having uprooted the kids and moving to New York in the middle of the pandemic. Like all of it was insane. Everything that's happened in the last 5 years has been insane.
Okay, so with New York versus LA,
yes.
Like that piece of it, where are you at?
Oh, okay. So I've been really thinking about this because Mark wants to move back.
To LA.
Cricket is very into New York, loves it. Mm-hmm. And she really feels like a New Yorker to me. And she's in middle school. And I just feel like it's a little unfair to do to a girl in middle school, about to go into high school.
She's going into eighth grade?
She's going into seventh.
Ugh, such a crazy, like formative time.
Yeah, it is. And she's got such incredible friends and a great group there. And she's got her routine and she like loves her bodega.
Stop it.
And yeah. And
we can't compete. We can't compete.
No, I mean, kind of not.
Yeah.
But also I would just say like, I don't know, for me, I'm a little
get a little sip of that. It's very good.
Ooh. Ooh.
You've tried yours already?
Hers is amazing.
I'm such a light drinker.
Whoever made this.
It's really
totally
good.
I love it. Sam said I'd stop talking about my obsessive drinking.
You can't keep talking about how much alcohol you drink. That's like one rule.
We're like beat a dead horse at this point.
I agree. I do feel like it's a little unfair, but she would also,
adapt.
I'm sure, adapt.
Well, sure. Yes. But, you know, New York, I don't know. It's just different. It is. They're just different. For me personally, I've noticed, And I was just talking to my therapist about it this week. In LA, I definitely like feel like I'm living a healthier life. Like I'm working out daily.
See, this is what I want to know.
Sometimes I'm doing like the 2-a-days. I'm like playing tennis. I'm like run. I'm outside. I'm hiking. I'm like doing all these things. I'm going to the farmer's market and getting the best produce and the best food and making meals, and there's sunshine and all. And in New York, I'm like 2 martinis and a burger, you know, a day. And like walking nonstop, so you know, but like kind of gross. Like I'm like, I'm disgusting. But here's the craziest part. I feel worse about my body and my appearance in Los Angeles than I ever do in New York.
You're probably mentally healthier in New York than you are in LA.
Yes.
You think it's interesting. I mean, New York just definitely does make me want to have different habits. It doesn't motivate me to work out anytime. I've never wanted to work out when I'm there. But LA does. I don't know.
I just, it's the brain, the mind fuck of it.
Well, it's
so crazy.
It's also, I could never live in New York. I try not to go there that often. I had to go for work.
Wait, where are you from?
Florida.
Oh, okay.
And so I had to go for work the other month. And it was a trip in which I was alone most of the time. And I was walking the streets and I was like, this is so bizarrely different than LA. There's so many walks of life. It's like a huge melting pot.
Yeah.
Where you don't.
That's literally what they call it.
Like,
yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The melting pot. Idea. It's like a melting pot.
I mean, LA is a little bit too, though.
Like people still smoke cigs. No. It's just like, no, it's
all
not.
Segregated here.
It's
Everyone, so
that's what
it's
it is.
Like,
they're not all together.
No, it's, it, yeah. in,
it's okay. It's okay.
In LA, in New York, you're just like, you're in it with humanity in New York all the time, in the subway,
like there's
on the
three
street.
Different tax brackets having a cigarette together.
Yeah, 100%. Like, oh. You're like, and it's like
wild.
And it's like, you know, down this, you live in like a huge brownstone or like a doorman building. And then like 2 doors down is like, you know, affordable housing. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, there's public, kids go to public school, they go to private school. Like it's, you have no idea where anyone is like, at socioeconomically.
You really don't.
It's like incredibly diverse ethnically.
Why do you think you're more, you feel worse about your body here? Do you think because you're less covered up? Do you think because,
I don't know.
Serious.
Like, I think it just like gets into your head.
And why though? Where do you think that comes from? What part of the ether?
I mean, first of all, you're inundated in Los Angeles with billboards everywhere.
You don't think that of New York?
No.
No.
Interesting.
No.
Unless you're like in Times Square?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's
I couldn't even tell you like television shows or movies that are coming out when I'm in New York. You know, like I have no idea.
I like that. I like having no idea.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I think that because LA is a little bit of a one trick town.
Yeah.
I think it just sort of breeds a little bit of like, well, you should be doing more. You should be like, why aren't you on that show?
I couldn't agree more.
Jenny says the same stuff.
Yeah. And it's really like, I lived here for 23 years. Mm-hmm. I'm like you. I was like, no way. I never in a million years. Anyone who really knew me was like, I'd put $1 million on you never living in New York. And then it just, through this like confluence of circumstances and the pandemic and all this, I end up living there and like, I do kind of feel like a New Yorker now.
Yeah.
Like I do. I feel like I'm like
5 years in. I mean,
yeah. I sort of am just getting, I will say, and I think it's harder for men. So I think that's part of what Mark feels. And it's just trickier for him. Like, I will say at this point now, I'm really starting to have like a friend group. But that's been the hardest part is like not all of my very, very close friends are here.
Yeah.
And I've even just found, because I'm here for like sort of an extended trip, 4 weeks. Yeah. Like almost, it'll be like almost 4 weeks now because I just extended it with American Airlines. that like I could literally go to like a dinner every night here with people. And in New York, I'm like a little bit, sometimes I'm like, well, there's, I don't know.
Like, so are you making new friends in New York, or are you connecting with people that you knew that you're going to get like already that you're getting closer
to? Well, listen, if your sister would ever fucking text me back.
Well, by the way, she never goes out. She never
does
goes
not.
Out.
I know.
She hates it.
I know, but like,
I know.
That's also something nice
when
about
she's
New York
when you're
too,
when you're like, with her though, she's fun, but
so
but
fun.
She's the worst at making, like, she doesn't really make plans.
She's a flake. I love her to death, but Jenny and I are the same person. We are both flaky.
Yeah, you're a really? Slippery yeah. little bitch.
I'm hard to pin down.
Yeah,
she's really hard yeah. to pin down.
I would be out with you all the time if I lived there.
It'd be
there.
So fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'd be having margaritas.
Ugh. Well, yeah. martinis.
Okay, martinis.
We don't even
sorry.
Drink margaritas.
I'm sorry. Totally
I've only been once, and I'm like, they don't drink
LA slip. LA slip.
No, I mean, really, it's really funny. Like, I drink different alcohol now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I come back here, and yeah, like, all my friends are like, do you want to go to get nachos and a marg? And I'm like, I don't, do I? Is that what we do here? That's what we used to do.
I've grown.
That's what I used to do.
I've evolved. Yeah.
I love a martini.
You're so chic now.
I mean, that's the other thing that's crazy, too, is that I forgot that people wear whatever the fuck they want to wear here.
Mm. And what? You think people dress up more in New York?
Yes.
I mean, I'm asking, like, honestly.
100%.
Yeah, they yes. do. Even just to walk, like, the streets.
I mean, like, girls are still, like, in the workout clothes, especially yeah. when it's, like, hot in summer uh-huh. and stuff. But when you're going out at night to dinner.
And so much more fashion.
There's so much more fashion. Yeah. And it's all, I mean, I have to say this. Like, it's sort of. I found it very refreshing to be here because people wear whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And like, there's just such variation in style and mm-hmm. like expression in mm-hmm. clothing, which I love.
Yeah.
And in New York, there is like uniforms.
Oh.
You know, like in the West Village, like the girls wear this. Like,
how are you dressing when I mean, you're there?
I mean, I'm like falling in line a little bit yeah. with the uniforms. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you do. You just sort of like do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and it's been weird being here where I'm like, what do I wear?
Yeah.
What do I want to wear?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I brought my like black slip dresses and white yeah. button down shirts.
Yeah. It's interesting how that energy just gets a hold of you.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's really funny.
I find it fascinating. Okay. So you don't have a favorite, but you feel like a New Yorker now.
I don't have a favorite. I feel like
I do feel like it's
feel like I hate LA right now.
It's apples and oranges.
It's apples and oranges. There's I could never hate LA. She's
well,
like,
I mean, it's not fabulous.
You can't.
It's not. No,
it's not.
Of course not.
I mean, it's very easy to feel out of place in LA. I've never felt totally. I never bled into LA.
Yeah.
Like I don't have
you definitely seem out of place.
I do. But I do. You know what I mean? Like I'm not the fashion girl. I don't have the curated look on my face. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. those are the moms I go to school with.
Oh, right. Well, see, I forgot about that. Like, I'm not that's in that world right now.
You're out
I'm
of that.
So out of it.
Yeah.
But then I like met a different group of moms recently mm-hmm. that are like public school moms. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Maybe that's where you belong.
You guys are badass.
How old are you?
43.
Okay. And how old
but
are
my
your kids?
My kids are young. My kids are 4 and 7.
Right. So like I had a different thing, which is that obviously Birdie is about to turn 17, which is crazy.
And is this like her last year there?
It's her senior year or her final yeah. year. Yeah. Cause it's an IB program. So it's like yeah. a 3-year program for high school. But I was in my like late 20s when I had her. Mm-hmm. And I was always like, I cannot connect with any of these moms here in LA. And like, always felt like they were judging me and they were just so different. And then I had Cricket. Yeah. When I was in my early-ish 30s, like 33, 34, I think. Mm-hmm. 34. Is that right? Or 35? Anyway.
Fact check.
We could do the math, guys. Let's just,
we don't like math. It hurts our feelings.
I know. Me too.
You were 34.
So, I was 34.
She's 12.
Speaking of my 17-year-old nonstop texting me. Okay. She's working right now and she just texts me all the time.
I love
I mean,
it.
I love her, but
yeah.
Also give it a rest. but yeah, so I was 34 and I have so many more mom friends from Cricket's grade. And then I realized it was because I was so much younger than the moms in Birdie's grade.
So you yeah. did not connect.
Yeah. They were yeah. all 35 yeah. and above.
Because that yeah. was the norm. That is
because you're in LA.
Because you're in LA or New York. And so it's like, I was like, oh, no wonder. It like took me so long to realize like, oh, those ladies were all like 7 to 10 years older than me.
Which makes a big difference, especially at that age.
Yeah. Yes.
I think at once after, at the, like, after 40, I don't know that that makes as big of a difference. But when you're 25 versus 35, or even 35 versus 45, I feel like there's still a big...
Or even 29 to 35.
Huge. Like, huge. You were like a teen mom, basically.
That's what I like to say.
But. Yeah. I mean, it feels like that. It's everybody's having kids later now.
I don't know. Moms in my class are early 30s.
Really?
And none of them work, you know.
Oh, well, that's a whole vibe. Yeah. Well, that whole thing, that was like, I remember one of my favorite things back at the, and like maybe COVID changed it for people, but whatever. I just remember going to the kids' school and getting a lot of like, hey, stranger.
You're never here.
Hey, stranger. Yeah. Where have you been? Working so much, I bet.
Yeah.
Have you been shooting something? You're working a lot, huh? Because we haven't seen you at all. And I'm just like,
deadbeat mom.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. No, because there's like a little hostility around
there's
that.
There's hostility.
Yeah.
And it's a bummer.
Yeah.
It always bummed me out.
That is
hey,
a bummer.
Hey, stranger.
I always said that if I can't remember your name.
Hey, stranger.
Or was, hey, buddy.
Yeah. Well, no. Hey, stranger is like, yeah, so pointed.
It totally is.
Well, I was just telling you, you know Brady and Jason.
Of course.
You know they're moving to North Carolina.
Yes, we talked about it. I mean, she and I talked about it.
Oh, and it's, she just basically, you know, because I was like, what's going on? You know, like, I like, why is it? Because, you know, Dom and her son are best friends and we're really close to both. Daron and I are close to both of them and the whole family, in fact. And she's just like, why? Like, but why? But why? Like, why are we in LA? Air quality is bad. The private schools are so expensive. You know, I mean, she just went through all these things and she was like, why? But why? I mean, and I love LA, but I couldn't really argue it with her. I'm like, I get it. Like,
I just had this conversation last night with a couple that was at my house.
Yeah.
And they're looking to move to Denver. And they're like, why are we LA? Like,
if you don't have to be, I think that you,
I mean, they're entertaining.
I don't know. I wouldn't uproot for no reason, but I just think it's interesting.
No one has to really be here anymore.
No, even if you, even if you're like in the entertainment business. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, as an actor, as an entertainer, you don't have to be.
You don't.
No.
No one is anymore.
No.
They're all in Texas, New York, Nashville.
Tax breaks.
Speaking of...
I went to the one place that had like higher taxes, which is so annoying. Whatever.
Take it all.
That's fine. New York City.
Your podcast...
Busy Phillips is doing her best. We never video.
Yeah.
We decided right away.
Yeah.
We didn't want to.
How do you put things on Instagram? It's just a black screen with talking? How do you promote... Tell me more. I want to dive into this world with you. I would be in sweatpants and like...
You guys, is it once weekly?
Yeah, we do it once a week. But we do
it... For promo, like on your Instagram.
We do it independently.
Yeah.
We like have an ad salesperson and we just work with her directly and the brands or whatever. And like we have a really great following. We have a Substack that goes like sort of with the podcast. It's also like there's a subscription that you can do for that. And then to promote it, I don't know. I don't know if we do.
Is there an Instagram? Is there an Instagram for it? You don't know. You don't know if there is.
We have an Instagram. Oh.
But it's not like that's not. I don't think that that's like really where people are getting the podcast.
But I'm just saying like, yeah.
We post photos and stuff. But like on Instagram at this point, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because if you don't pay for them to promote it.
Exactly.
And if you're not paying for it to be.
And you have a platform. Yeah.
Promoted, but even with my platform, if I mention the word podcast in a description, it's not going to get seen. I mean, the algorithm is what it is for a reason, so that they can make money, so that Instagram can make money.
I was reading somewhere that you were saying more people know you from social media rather than acting and writing and podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was true. I think that was true a couple... I don't know. I actually don't know if that's true. I did say that,
for
sure.
I was going to say, is that something you said? Yeah.
For sure I said that, but like, I don't actually know if that's true.
Yeah.
But there tends to be like sort of... There is a group of people that I think of me as just like an influencer, social media person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not an actor. That was kind of more, I think... Before I went back to acting and doing Girls 5 Eva.
Yeah.
And also
that
some of my...
That did really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also some of my shows and things from a long time ago have like made it to different streamers now or, you know, because they
get a rebirth.
They rotate their what they put on, you know? So like Dawson's Creek, like a lot of people watched that during the pandemic. And then that was like a whole new thing.
Like a resurgence.
resurgence. Yeah. And then, yeah, and definitely like White Chicks is insane. Mm-hmm. That's insane. White Chicks is insane. I would say
that was like a cult classic.
It is a cult classic.
Is
and cult it, classic. What I don't even I, at this point, at least three times a week, someone says something to me about White Chicks. At least three times
that's
a week.
That's amazing.
In public. It's in wild.
In public.
You're in like, public. Yes, yes.
Like not just like messaging me on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or like,
yeah.
Like literally people will come up to me at Erewhon. And it's the most, it is
we
across.
Are so connected. I was thinking when you just said that, this is so creepy. In my head,
you
I
were thinking
visualized.
Of her at Erewhon?
Yes, you at Erewhon.
Honey, I'm really psychic right now. Also, it's like the full moon has been really intense.
Yeah.
We were talking about it.
Were you having weird dreams?
Did you charge the crystals? Isn't that what you do?
Yeah, I do. But I, you know what? I didn't charge them last night.
I have a few. I should have charged them.
Yeah, I didn't. And I don't know why.
We've got a while until the next one.
Yeah, but this was a really powerful one. I think I was more just
did
like...
Did you sleep okay last night? We were just discussing this.
Not great. Yeah. I haven't been sleeping great here, though.
Interesting.
I don't know. I like need my own... bed and my own
all the
space.
Things
and I'm just like in this weird Airbnb. It's a nice Airbnb, but
it's not doing
why
it.
Why are you here for 4 weeks?
The story is so annoying.
Give me Cliff's notes.
The Cliff's notes are that my ex-husband Mark was going to wanted to be in LA for 3 weeks and had gotten the girls super excited and also like had helped Birdie get a job as a counselor at her old elementary school camp.
Fun.
Oh, so and Birdie's here.
She's working. Both kids are here.
Gotcha.
So like,
I love that.
So like had gotten them all excited about this plan. And I was like, great. So you take these few weeks and then, cause basically only 6 weeks for her summer anyway. Mm-hmm. So you take these 3 weeks. I'll take the next 3 weeks. Maybe we'll be in New York. Maybe I'll take them on vacation somewhere, whatever, whatever. He is a writer and a director. His movie got greenlit in New York, filming in New York.
So you're stuck here.
And so the kids were like, but we're still going to LA for 3 weeks, right? And I was like, that's right. We are going to LA for 3 weeks.
I
will
it,
be
though.
The one that's doing that for you.
Oh, you weren't planning on coming?
No.
Oh,
that's why I'm like, now you're stuck here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got you.
Yeah.
So we're happy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
No, I was such a bitch about it.
Did it derail anything you had going there?
Just trying to get over being heartbroken in New York, which also like, I think I'm just a really firm believer in like everything happening the way it's supposed to.
Did he ever reach back out, that guy?
No, I told him that I blocked him.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is the last one from the trip. There wasn't one in between.
No.
Okay.
Because he kind of got back together with him.
I was going to say, did he zombie you? Do you know
how
this
long
term?
Were you with
no,
them?
What's a zombie? But yes, he did.
It's when somebody...
I'm like, I don't even need to
after
know
after they
term.
Ghost you and then they come back and act as if nothing ever happened.
Oh my God.
No, it wasn't that. No, we had like a very intense
they come back from the virtual dead.
Wait, how long were you with him?
Like about a year.
And he just ghosted?
No.
Not, but
bad
like
breakup.
They broke up out of kind of very out of nowhere. And then
he was,
you got back
like,
together with him after that?
I know from my algorithm that he's like a classic avoidant.
But you got back with him after that?
Sort of.
Okay.
It was more like, it was dumber than that.
Okay.
It was just like a messy in between thing.
Yeah.
That wasn't good for me.
How long did that last?
I mean, that was like 5 months.
Another 5 months?
Five out of a year?
No, so it was like,
after.
So it was like a whole year. It was like, a year in total of my life.
Did it? You think it made it worse or did that give you like any kind of catharsis?
No, it made it worse.
Made it worse.
I should have not answered
cut
the
bait.
Phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I should not have.
So you reopened the wound.
Yeah.
How long ago did it fully die?
Well, my friend
You're
made
like
me put
yesterday.
A, my friend made me put a sobriety counter on my phone.
For him.
Every day,
like, he is your
like
drug.
One more day.
Yeah.
He's your drug.
Well, because she was just like, you can't do this. Like, it's just
toxic.
Do you have
painful.
A sobriety counter? What's it called? I want one.
Well, you can, there's two. I have.
You going? Yeah,
there's,
sorry.
There's day count, which counts the days.
Okay.
But then you can do countdown. Because I was like, I wanted to do 90 days or something like that.
Okay.
But I think that that one was wrong, because then I think we, because then we ended up running into each other, and then it like prolonged it for another. It was a disaster. That part.
You
was,
guys ran into each other naked.
Well,
pretty much.
I was actually on my way on a like blind to a blind date.
Did you not go?
No, I canceled it. Yeah.
It's been, he is your drug.
It's been 49 days.
Since you've seen him,
no
or
contact.
Talked to him.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good for you.
That's a good, that's a good amount of time. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's still fresh-ish. Because that's not that long.
No, it's been terrible. I mean, I'm like, look, I'll cry. Like, no. I hate it. I don't like, ugh, I hate it. There's nothing worse.
But you know that you're doing what you have to do. Like, you're not like in your head going second guessing that like this is the right thing.
Oh no, yeah, okay. No, obviously. Okay. He's that's obviously so incapable hard.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Being, because when I, whatever.
Yeah.
Because when I ran into him that day, it would have been a week where I was like, and by the way, I was just like, it was, I was really okay with it. I was like, we had, it did kind of feel like more like what you were saying. Like, I was a little bit like, I was upset for a while. And then I was like, you know what? I just quit. I like respectfully, I'm like taking myself out of this situation because you're in it, you're not able and unwilling to like do the things that would, it would require for us to like really have a relationship or see what this
yeah.
is.
So it was clear.
But like, I can't also just be your de facto girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
To what end? Like, yeah, it's preventing me from moving on.
Yeah.
And there was just like all this stuff. Right. And mm-hmm. so I was like, so respectfully, like I bow out, like I quit mm-hmm. and like, you know, I hope everything's great for you in the future, yeah. whatever. And then a week later, it had been a week and I was supposed to go on a blind date with this guy. And, he texted that he was running late, which is so annoying. So I was like, oh, I'll just go walk out by the water. It was like the sun was setting. It was so nice out.
Ugh,
and I was like listening to music yeah. and I felt really like, okay.
Yeah.
And I walked directly into him and his dad and the ex.
Yeah. I'm following. I got you.
Oh and, my God.
This is better than any book. Keep going.
And yeah, he yeah, was yeah. like, and we were, and I was just like, you know, it felt like the universe, it literally felt like the universe was like, guys, come on, just come on.
If yeah, and, felt sort of like meant to be.
Yeah. And like, we like, he like hugged me and actually like his dad was just visiting New York and like had his camera with him and like took these pictures of us that are like the most beautiful pictures you've ever seen of like two people who are like clearly in love with each other. And then we had this like crazy weird, he's like, where are you going right now? I'm like, I'm going to meet someone for a drink. He's like, who are you going to meet? I'm like, I don't, it's like a blind date. I don't know. He's like, cancel the date. Just like hang out with me. I can't do this. Like, I hate it. I don't want to be without you. Like, this week has been terrible. I want to talk to you. Da, da, da. I want to see you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I know, babe, but like, you got it. This isn't about me. Like, I mean, you're on your own journey. Like,
yeah,
we've gone through this. Like, this has been months and months and months now.
Yeah.
And anyway, we ended up like spending the whole night together or whatever. And then I went to work to film my last episode for the QVC show that day. And I was at work. And like I said, I'm like kind of a little psychic, whatever. And I was at work and I was like, I feel it. He can't do it. He's like, I felt like energetically, I felt him be like, energetically pull away.
Fascinating.
And so I called him after work. I had to get my hair and makeup done because I was hosting the Every Mother Counts Gala in New York. So I called him and he was like, hey. And I was like, how you doing? He's like, I'm not great. I didn't sleep good. I was just, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, do you want to talk now? I'm going to LA in the morning for work. Do you, what's this?
Yeah.
What's the story, babe?
And
he was just like, I'm freaking out. I just don't think I can, I don't know. And in that moment, I was kind of like, I really had bought all the things that he had said the night before, like all these realizations he had had, that I was a little bit like, okay, like I am expecting this. Like, of course you're freaking out. This is who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, let's
the minute
just,
it gets real and close, it's like he starts to wig.
I have to go to LA for work. Mm-hmm. I'm back. The end of the week, like this weekend, like let's like talk about what's possible and what would need to happen mm-hmm. in order for us to like really be together. And I got back and I called him and I was like, a bunch of us are going out. come meet us for dinner. And he's like, I'm really sick. I can't leave the bed. I'm like so ill. I was like, okay. We like kind of texted while I was in LA, but it was just like, you know, the kind of text that we always have. And then the next morning I was like, okay, we'll feel better, babe. And I like sent him a picture from like being out. And I was like, I wish you were here. And then the next morning I texted him and I'm like, so what's your plan for the day? And he's like, I don't know. And then I called him. I'm like, how are you feeling? He's like, I'm okay. And I was like, so should we meet up? And he's like, oh, well, I'm going to Othership with Emma at noon. And then I'm meeting up with Jenna and we're going to Mike's party. And then I have Catherine's dinner birthday tonight. And then I was like, are you literally what the fuck, man? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder what the disconnect is.
Sounds unwell. Like, I mean, he's definitely not stable.
Well, I mean, that's neither here nor there. Yeah. Like,
we don't need to dive into his, but
no, but that's not normal behavior to shift like that rapidly.
Yeah. And then that night I got really drunk and I was so mad and I like FaceTimed him and we got into this crazy fight and I was like screaming at him, which was not a cute look. It's not a good look for me, but like, I'm a person who never stops trying. Like my whole life, like I try so hard and I believe the best in everyone, truly. Like, I know that sounds like a thing, like a psychotic thing to say, but like, I really genuinely believe that the best is going to happen.
No, and I think that's one of your superpowers. I do. I really think that's like what has catapulted your success for a lot of years, is that you do truly believe that.
I do. And I believe that anything is possible.
Yeah.
And so that's huge. It's
a superpower.
If he wants to talk to you again, he needs to find you.
Yeah.
He needs to physically find you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. I remember I went through a bad breakup in college.
Yeah,
I was obsessed with the guy. Like, I couldn't talk about him without crying. My friends were like, we don't even want to hear about it anymore. Like, unless you break up with them, that's the only thing we want to know.
Ugh, I hate when it gets to that point.
Yeah, so I ended up breaking up with them. And I remember my brother telling me, he was like, you want to drive a guy crazy? Be unreachable. Be totally unreachable. Go off the grid. And if he wants to find you, he has to physically find you.
Yeah. Well,
that will drive any guy crazy.
It kind of sounds like he did.
It's a control.
In the sunset, with the sunset on the pier.
Well, that was crazy.
That was crazy. But also, I think it's also the universe reminding you of like, you're above this. This is like, you're alarmingly beautiful. And you're like down to. Jesus. No, you really are. Like,
hook up.
Make doc films, but you know. But you know what I mean? Like, I think you're above it and you don't see it because you're down on his level looking.
Well,
not now.
I don't think
it's gonna be hindsight.
It is funny because I was saying to someone, I didn't need the coda. Like, I didn't need that last thing, running into him on the pier, having that night, and then him like basically just like checking out and being like, oh yeah, that was like a moment where I just like thought some things, but I don't think that's real. You know, like that's crazy. I didn't need that. That was so painful is what I was saying. And again, it was Zach. And he's like, but babe, maybe you did.
I was just going to say, I was like, I think you did need it.
He's like, babe, maybe you
did. No, I think you did. In your life right now. So it didn't happen later on when it was shaky. And it destroyed you. Like, this isn't destroying you.
Or further apart, and then you felt like you're 10 steps back. I think it was good, but I think you're going to grow from it. But it's fucked up.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Being heartbroken sucks.
Yeah.
But also, like,
but it does drive you.
Bye-bye, man child.
I mean, we're done. We're done. Unavailable men, we're done.
It does fuel you a bit, though. Fuels one, I would say.
Makes me want to drink water.
You know what I mean? Makes you want to hydrate?
Yeah.
Hydrate.
I'm like, flush him out. Fuck me? No, fuck you. I'm going to drink so much water.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bounce. I'm going to look so, it puts me in, I haven't had that moment in a while.
Yeah.
Could use a good breakup.
Yeah. Well, how's your dating app?
And you're tall. How tall are you?
I'm not that tall. I feel you're taller 5'8". Than I am. I'm not. I'm 5'7".
Oh, well, it's like the dream height.
I know, but I feel like 5'8 is like...
It's the best height.
I think you're a perfect height.
Thank
Do you.
You.
Feel... But yeah, I mean, everyone here is short. Do you feel like people in New York are taller? Same.
No, I think... Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe there's taller people. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I did notice when I was in New York and I thought it was hysterical?
What?
That whenever I saw someone pushing a stroller, like clearly a mom pushing a stroller, they were all wearing like they're all... I can never say this word. Alma mater.
Alma mater.
Yeah. alma mater.
Their college
alma
year?
Mater.
Like it was like Wharton. Like to remind us that like their best work wasn't on their back. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's really intense. Yeah.
Whoa.
People cut that out because that's like an intense thing to say, but you know what I mean?
They were no, like, wait, Wharton. By the way, no, I think that's a really important thing to say.
If I went to Wharton,
say.
I'd be wearing,
I guess, you know what? Fair enough. I don't care what city. I'd probably wear my Wharton hat too. But
yeah,
still.
I think that's really impressive.
It was like Stanford, Harvard. I saw like three women and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they want, yeah, that's really interesting.
They wanted to remind you that I just there's
buy
more them, to them than
I just
this
buy
baby.
Like, vintage. Harvard sweatshirts.
Me too.
Vintage stores.
My brother does that.
Sarah Hendler bought me a Yale sweatshirt and I wear it all the time with pride.
Come
I'm
on.
Like,
yeah,
so Yale. You know, too many people make fun of me though. They're like, you didn't go to Yale. I was like, no shit, numbnuts.
Yeah, I dropped out of school to be on a seminal television show about teenagers called Freaks and Geeks, okay?
Sorry.
So.
Try again.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
You know what else I read? Not to totally pivot.
Yeah.
I heard that we should be taking breaks from Botox in our forehead.
She's never done it.
No, I have. Yeah, I have. Oh. Now. But oh. I didn't do it until like 2 years ago. It was
Wow. You were like the last of the Mohicans.
I was the last. I was the last one.
You were literally holding out.
I started it like maybe 3 years ago.
Oh.
Great.
So you're fine. I started at like 26. So I should take
I think
break.
A lot. I think that that take breaks in the Botox is like for the girls that are literally
this
doing
is,
it.
Yeah.
Like every 2 months or something.
And they're also the ones that are doing it like at age 25.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I don't understand it. Sorry, Sam.
It's okay. My mom was like also doing it to me when I was like 26, 27.
Your mom injected it? No, she did not.
Yeah, she was certified.
Stop it.
I swear. I had.
Of course.
It was only here. It was only here. I had like, you know.
Worry
like,
lines?
Yeah. And she would do it, which was fine. And then once she froze like one eyebrow and I never let her do it again. One eyebrow was like frozen down. That was like later. I was maybe 29 at that
point.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. But yeah, basically your body gets used to it, metabolizes it, and then you need more and more and more. And then the other muscles are compensating. So if it's so hard for that perfect balance, if you're putting too much in.
Yeah, and you're doing it too
frequently. Because then like it's pulling or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I just don't see that much of a difference when I do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Give it a rest then.
Apparently I have. It's been a year.
It's been a year?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. It's like.
I'm a fan. But I don't do it every 3 months or anything.
Do you think Jeff Bezos is hot?
No.
Oh.
Really?
No.
Do you think Billy Bob Thornton's hot?
No.
See, she has weird taste.
I don't know, though. I haven't seen Billy Bob Thornton in like years. I can't
think watch of, Landman?
No, I don't watch anything.
Is he?
Again,
if
I don't
gonna
watch
anything. If you're going to watch anything, Landman is where it's at.
Oh, but is that the show Allie's on?
Yes.
I love Allie.
Allie is a hot tamale.
She's so fucking hot. I was just at a wedding with her in November. And
is she married?
Yeah, she's married to this guy, Hayes MacArthur, and they have two kids. But I've known her for
a
million
years. Oh, yeah, Jerome
knows. She looks so
years.
Freaking
she looks
good.
Incredible. They like they moved away. They don't live in anywhere near
really?
Here. Yeah, they live in a different place. I'm not going to say where.
Yeah, somebody told me
give
that.
Give us her address.
Wait, I was telling her today. Someone told me that Bezos bought Vogue.
That is a
yeah, I heard that.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true. I heard that he
what
bought
do you do
it
with
for
it?
Lauren Sanchez.
I
don't
he's know, like, dude. You're the new Anna Wintour? Like, what is that? Like, what
I
is he doing?
I don't know. I'm exhausted by the whole thing.
Oh.
I'm exhausted by billionaires. Oh my God. Billionaires are exhausting me.
I'm like, how does that work? I don't know.
I don't understand
if someone
why.
Gifted me that, I'd go, thanks. What am I doing with it?
Yeah, what
well,
am I doing?
I think
that sounds like a little work.
I don't know what she is, but wasn't she like a journalist at some point?
No, she's a weather person.
I don't know. I literally don't
I
know.
I think she was on I don't fucking know. All I know is I don't know what I'd do with Vogue.
Yeah,
and I like Aperol spritzes in the morning.
I don't mind
you burn
it.
Out quick. So what are you working on now? So now you have your podcast. You just finished HSN.
QVC Plus.
Is it not HSN?
It's the same thing. They're owned by the same people.
I swear I watched a clip and it said HSN.
It might, QVC. But it's like, it's the same. It's QVC Plus.
Fine.
What, I buy a lot of shit off.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
So it's busy this week on QVC Plus and we just finished the second season and it's super fun and like very chill and I love it. And then, yeah, Girls 5 Evas over, but you can still watch it on Netflix. And
that was two or three seasons?
Three seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really fun. I loved it. Going to do a horror movie.
Love
in
it.
A couple weeks.
Exciting.
It is exciting. And then, I have like writing projects that I'm working on that are not like
what gives you like the most energy, like the most joy? What's most fulfilling? Writing
and like coming up with ideas for things. Yeah,
not acting.
No. Different. Sometimes acting. Like, it just depends. Like, I loved doing Girls Five Eva. It was the most fun job of all time mm-hmm. as an actor. It was just like...
Were you a producer on it?
The most fun. No. No. It was Tina Fey.
But did you have, like, input?
No.
Not really.
I didn't want it. Like, because it was so genius. Like, Meredith Scardino, who created the show. And, like, Tina Fey and Robert Carlock. Like, those writers... all the writers on the show, like they're so brilliant. And Meredith Scardino really just had such a vision for the show and for the characters mm-hmm. and the girls that I at no point felt like, which I have felt on shows in the past where I'm like, okay, so can we talk about what's happening on this show mm-hmm. with this character mm-hmm. and the thing?
You were in good hands.
No, I just was like, show up to work or get the script, show up, do the job, and have the best time.
You could really
time.
Focus on like, the acting.
Yes. And and also just we had the greatest time.
I
it
love
was just
that.
So much fun. And Sarah Bareilles and Paula Pell and Renee Elise Goldsberry. And we just like, I don't know, we all bonded very deeply and we love each other and it was really fun.
So
and I miss
cute.
It. I wish we could go back. Maybe we can do a movie or something.
Yeah.
For Netflix.
That would be the one you'd revive.
I would do like, I would love to do like a Girls Five Eva movie or reboot or something. Yeah. I don't know.
And your Substack, do you have to do a lot of writing for that?
I don't do it.
Oh, you don't do it. Okay.
No.
Because that seems like a lot of writing to me.
Yeah, I think it is. But it's also just like, we use it as like a thing for our podcast.
As a supplementary kind of thing. Casey posts for the podcast.
And then there's like, they have like conversation threads. And sometimes I like jump in there. But most of the time I'm like, take it away, Case.
Yeah.
Like, it's like our relationship.
Yeah. Well, she's like my producer.
Yeah.
Basically.
She's my producer.
Sometimes.
Pretty much.
And what about books? Are you going to write another book?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I have been thinking about it.
So maybe.
Maybe. We'll
okay.
see. But it's it. Also just, there are so many things.
Yeah, there's so
Seems
many
like
things.
A lot of work.
There's so much work.
I could not write a book.
I'm bad at like emailing people back right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is okay.
Yeah. So.
You know we'll what see. You do though? You choose a day. You move all your emails into like an archive and you go, today's the day. I'm going to be responsive.
What do you mean? Just respond to everyone, even if they're like months old?
I do this. I just recently did it with my Gmail where I was like, Gmail, I had like 40,000 emails and I was like, bleh. And I was like, I'm not going to go through them. I'm going to delete all of them. I'm going to move them to a folder that just says like inbox. Just start today fresh. And I'm going to delete my junk once a day. I'm going to respond to people so that I'm on track. Because otherwise you're looking at like this massive.
Yeah, I agree.
This sea of emails. And you're like, well, shit. I don't know. I don't even know where today begins.
Half of mine are like from like retailers that I've signed up multiple times for,
exactly.
for their discount.
That's 100%. That's like what the majority of mine
Give me
is.
Another welcome code, please.
I was hacked. So it like. Ignited the flame of like, all right, let's start over.
Yeah, start over. Start fresh.
Start
I love
fresh.
That.
Well, thanks.
Because I love you.
Thanks
love
for
you.
Coming.